We are in the middle of Banned Books Week. It's designed to highlight the very works that various schools and libraries around this country would rather people not see. This year, organizers are focusing on comics and graphic novels, NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
Jeff Smith, author and illustrator of the popular series Bone, was at the annual Comic-Con convention when he found out he had earned the dubious distinction of being named one of the top 10 most frequently challenged books in America.
I was sitting in a room, a fairly large room. There was probably between 500 and 1,000 people in the audience. And, you know, and there was all ages and races in the room. And everybody was just like, what?
Smith just didn't get it. According to the American Library Association, which maintains the list of challenged and banned books, critics had tried to get Bone banned for three main reasons.
Violence, racism, political viewpoint. Racism? Really? In Bone?
Smith doesn't understand how anyone could find his books racist. As for a political viewpoint, he says, books should reflect a certain moral sensibility. And violence, well, he says, it is a comic book. Still, once he got over his initial shock, Smith decided to get philosophical about it.
I mean, my heroes are on this list, people like Mark Twain and Steinbeck and Melville and Vonnegut. So part of me also kind of says, okay, fine, I can be on this list.
Bone came in at number 10 on the list of most frequently challenged books. In the number one spot, another graphic, the enormously popular Captain Underpants by Dave Pilkey.
It's naughty, and it's seditious, and it certainly is irreverent and challenges authority.
Judith Platt of the Association of American Publishers is this year's chair of the Banned Books Week Committee. While some parents may find Captain Underpants offensive, she says, others say their children would not be reading were it not for these books.
There are so many kids who are reluctant readers who are reeled in by Dave Pilkey and by the naughtiness of Captain Underpants.
Captain Underpants has topped the most challenged books list for 2 years now, and Dave Pilkey is also baffled by his notoriety, though he suspects the book's anti-authoritarian tone may be to blame.
I don't consider the books to be anti-authoritarian, but I do think that it is important, if you think something is wrong, to question authority because, you know, there are villains in real life and they don't always wear black capes and black hats. You know, sometimes they're dressed like authority figures, and kids need to know that it's important to question them.
Pilkey has an idea for solving the differences people may have over books. It just involves making a simple change, he says. And of course, he's drawn some pictures to illustrate what he means.
I had a drawing of a very angry grown-up saying, I don't think children should read this book. And then the simple change was that my hand came in and I added the word my. So instead of saying, I don't think children should read this book, it becomes, I don't think my children should read this book.
In spite of some high-profile campaigns to get graphic books removed from schools and libraries, National Book Week's chair, Judith Platt, points out these kinds of challenges do not always succeed. Teachers, librarians, parents, and kids often fight to keep these books available for those who want to read them. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.